Global Exchange, our website is globalexchange.org. On the front page of that, you'll see a September 11th statement. You click on it, you go to it. It's got our No Hate Zone posters. Today is a national day of No Hate Zone posters being put up around the country in storefront windows and home windows against racist violence. We have had people killed here in the United States because of their physical appearance, looking Middle Eastern, wearing a turban, what have you. That is usually done by these right-wing macho types who think they're being patriotic. They are helping the terrorists recruit new members when they do that, because the terrorists go around and say, see what America is like, see how racist it is, see our Muslim brothers and sisters being persecuted in America. Just like the bombing, the innocent victims of these bombs, that's the best recruiting device that people like bin Laden or the Taliban could ask for. A tiny little minority group movement becomes the global fighter against the American oppressor. It's the stupidest policy Washington could come up with. But of course, we know we have a shortage of human intelligence, not only in the CIA, but also in the White House. Let me put this in the broadest context possible. Go back thousands of years. Three children of Abraham, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, come from the same tribe. They come from the same ancestors, which, by the way, if you go back a little further, about 3 million years, we all come from Africa. That's what science teaches us. We all come from Africa. Lucy, 3 million years ago, was our great-great-great-great-grandmother. Of all of us, some of us left Africa a long time ago. Some of us left more recently. Some of us left of our own free will. Some of us were forced to leave. But we all come from Africa. What is the part of the planet that is suffering the most right now? Africa, our ancestral homeland. There are more children in Africa dying from AIDS each year than children died in the entire Holocaust under the Nazis in Europe every year. If someone were bulldozing the graveyards of my grandparents, would I go out and do something about it? Our ancestral homeland in Africa is being destroyed physically, and we're all doing this cocoon. I don't see it. No, we see it. We know it's there. Go back several thousands of years, and you have the creation of three monotheistic, paternalistic, God is a man. God help us. God's a woman, okay? Where does life come from? It doesn't come from men. It comes from women. Guys, let's be honest. We're needed for like 5 seconds in the process of creation. It's the women, it's the female gender that is the creative gender. That's why you got all these guys doing the stuff, because they know we don't lay the eggs, right? The rooster goes, I'm an architect, I build buildings. I'm a soldier, I destroy buildings. Dude. You're the rooster routine over, okay? All this killing, murdering, what is it? It's testosterone poisoning, okay? So if all of us men need to back up a little bit and get the women into positions of power, it's not a guarantee, but it's a necessary condition for change. These three monotheisms, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, develop an ideology that says violence is okay because God is on our side. So it's money values. Christopher Columbus was looking for gold and silver, you know, the whole story, the oil in the Middle East. It's about money, etc. Money values, violence, and God is on our side. And what is coming up from the grassroots around the world in the global justice movement is a different paradigm that says, no, life values, it is life that is sacred, not commerce. You don't subordinate life, human beings and the environment, to the economy. You subordinate the economy to life, right? So the three values that we have in our paradigm are life values instead of money values, non-violence instead of violence, and God doesn't take sides. Think about that. God, do the red ants and the black ants when they're fighting say, oh, God's on our side. We're black ants. We're better. Oh, we're red ants. Oh, God's on our side. Ew, you'd laugh. You'd say, you're stupid, you ants. You think God is going to take sides in an ant fight? Are we stupid enough to think that God is going to take sides in a human fight? This is idiotic. any conceptualization of God that brings God down to the level of a street fight is really pathetic, and we need to reject it, whether it calls itself Judaism, Islam, Christianity. These are all far-right, fascistic elements of three great religious traditions that have very positive elements to them. Jesus didn't say, kick the ass of your enemy. He said, unconditional love, turn the other cheek, right? The first thing that God said to Muhammad in the scripture is, read. Study, understand, know, fill your mind with knowledge, not hate, right? This is the good part of the traditions. Let's bring it down to 500 years. 500 years ago, an economic system exploded out of northwestern Europe with guns, cannons on sailing ships, looking for money and thinking God was on their side. That's where colonialism came from, slavery, right? Lloyd's of London, Barclays Bank, Aetna Insurance Company accumulated their initial capital in the slave trade. Okay, this is very deep. This goes way back. The money ideology. In Timothy 6:10 in the New Testament, it says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Then let's come down to the post-World War II context. United States is the only country standing at the end of World War II. That's robust economy, strong military. U.S. corporations take over the economy of the world, and the Pentagon gets its mandate to protect those corporations. The reason why we, quote unquote, the reason why our government has 800 military bases outside the United States is not to defend us. It's to defend Exxon and Chevron taking the oil and Anglo-American getting the gold in South Africa and Chiquita Banana being able to tell peasants in Central America to use their land not to grow food but to grow export crops. Would we want to grow export crops? No, we'd want to feed ourselves, right? So this 50-some-odd year of global dominance, World Bank, IMF, yeah, let's have millionaire corporate lawyers devise policies for the peasants of the world. Why do we have more inequality now than 50 years ago? More environmental destruction now than 50 years ago? Because we have allowed a narrow sector of our society, the corporate millionaires, mostly white males, to determine policy for the rest of us. There has been a corporate coup d'etat on not only our government's foreign policy, but on our government's domestic policy as well, and over the public airwaves as well. The public airwaves, TV and radio, that's our property. We are the landlord. The corporations are the tenant. Do they pay us any rent for using the public airwaves to do what? Sell our minds to the corporate advertisers, you dig? It's not the tires and toothpaste and we're the consumers, we're the product being marketed. That's why a minute of Super Bowl advertising costs you so much more, because you're penetrating more human minds. And our kids sit there watching TV. Success is about acquiring commodities. Success is a quantitative thing of a... No! Success is how many people love you and are your friends. Do you have a community, a loving family, a safe neighborhood? That's what success is, not how much stuff you own. And the fact that it's not normal for people to orient their lives that way is why they have to hit the average American with 3,000 commercial messages per day. If it were normal and natural to orient your life around consuming commodities, they would just occasionally remind you, go shopping, and we'd all run off to the mall. Notice after this shock of September 11th, people's priorities shifted a little bit. So you got Bush and these other people saying, go shopping, go to Disney World, do it, go, just travel, just go out and spend money. Oh, so we're the suckers that are supposed to pull the wagon that you're sitting up in first class on, huh? No, I want to see you riding a Mission Street bus, Mr. Bush. I want to see one of the leaders actually walk in the streets at 16th and Mission, where kids are selling crack because they got no alternative form of employment except McDonald's, and the kids are smart enough to know that that's a dead-end career, and instead they got $100 bills in their pockets from selling crack. Most of them are not actually from the neighborhood. They're from East Bay communities, etc. So we have 50 years of U.S. government policies, Unconditional support for Israel. Sanctions against Iraq that are killing 5,000 children a month. The bombing of Sudan, destroying one of the major pharmaceutical factories in Sudan. This was under Clinton when bin Laden's people blew up the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Clinton right away fires rockets into Afghanistan and Sudan, destroys this pharmaceutical factory that they said, oh, it's a chemical weapons plant. 6 months later, they admit, oops, sorry, we destroyed one of Africa's main pharmaceutical companies. Thousands of children died from not having vaccines because of the destruction of that factory. The creation of death squads around the entire third world. You see a pattern of U.S. government agencies, the national security state. I think we need to redefine that now. We're not more secure, we're less secure. The national security state, the CIA, NSA, DIA, Defense Department, etc., allied themselves, along with the corporations, allied themselves with the most fascistic Nazi-like elements around the world. Why? Because it was a fight against communism. That's how they justified it to us. U.S. and Soviets didn't fight directly. They did it with surrogate forces in the third world. Afghanistan is one of the poorest, most destroyed countries in the world. Millions of people are refugees. The average lifespan is 40-some years. Destitute country. Let's not do what the terrorists want us to do. Go in there bombing and killing innocent civilians. Let's do something unexpected. Let's declare a truce for the planet. Let's cancel third world debt. Let's have no hungry children. Let's demilitarize the planet. Let's set up an international criminal court. There's already 42 countries that have signed onto it, right? Let's protect the U.S. Constitution and our civil liberties. Let's take back the public airwaves from the corporations that have taken it over and turned it into commerce instead of education and understanding. Let's go out and build a global justice movement that can link us here in this room with all the people around the world, and the majority are on our side. Their governments may suck, but the people are on our side, who want environmental restoration, who want there to be peace and justice and no hungry children in the world. And let me conclude with a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, who I think had brilliant insight into this. It may have been why they killed him. He was a little bit too smart and too sensitive. He said, I quote, "The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Thank you very much.